Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
It was election season of 1923 on a farm outside Dassel, Minnesota. Supporters of Democratic Senator Magnus Johnson cried out for a speech, but there wasn't a stage. So he climbed up on a nearby manure spreader and said,
"I've given speeches from stages and boxes and cars, but this is the first time I've given a speech standing on the Republican platform."
Julie Lindquist of the Dassel History Center says Senator Johnson's career was littered with stories of wit and eccentricities. He was America's first Swedish-born member of Congress, who always caused a stir in Washington.
Well, actually, he became a kind of rock star. And so when he arrived, he typically had a gaggle of newsmen around him.
As a self-proclaimed dirt farmer, Johnson focused his legislative efforts on agricultural issues. He's even considered one of the founding members of Minnesota's Farmer Labor Party.
He was called the Minnesota Roosevelt because he really looked a lot like Teddy Roosevelt, and he was bombastic and funny and energetic.
Perhaps the phrase that best summarizes his life and career was from a headline in the New York Tribune after his first election. It read, "No yokel and no man's echo."
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.